Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. You know, we got the snow coming.
Yep.
And depending on who you talk to and whatever, some are saying the most snow will be up in the north, which makes sense.
Right.
Some are saying along the coast, which makes no sense, but who the hell knows? Bill sent me an email. He said, hey, Chaz, it's Bill in the burnt truck. Do you remember Bill in the burnt truck?
Yeah. You'd
think that would stick
what
out.
What happened?
Came to the food drive. We saw him. And then, like, a day or two after, his car caught on fire.
Damn.
Jeez.
Some kind of fire. Something happened.
We had nothing to do with it.
Half hour of truck destruction.
Right.
That's a good point, AJ. It had nothing to do with the food drive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing. We didn't do it.
But he's asking for the ode to a plow driver because, you know, today and tomorrow.
They're out there.
All right, here we go.
And on the eighth day, God looked down his planned paradise and said, I need a scapegoat. So God made a plow driver. God said, I need someone to get up before dawn, scratch themselves, grab a coffee and donut, scratch themselves again, take a nap, do a crossword puzzle, stay up way past midnight, and demand overtime. So God made a plow driver. God said, I need someone to be up all night, take me out booze in the diner, look at that triple cheeseburger deluxe platter and say, you are mine. I need someone who can shape a paper football from a work order, read a newspaper for hours in the men's room, and search for porn on the internet on a taxpayer's dollar. Who can bitch and moan about how lousy the equipment is, claim it's not his fault that it snowed, who will finish his 40-hour work week by Tuesday noon, and then get workman's comp after complaining from a hurting back, and claim they work for straight 72 hours. So God made a plow driver.
Wow.
God said, I need someone to tell everyone to calm down. Wait till we get to you. Stop your bitching. It's your fault for being on the roads. Live on a busier street. So God made a plow driver. It had to be someone determined enough to tick off the public. Somebody letting everyone know that they have lives and families too, that they haven't slept in over 100 hours while still showing bedhead. Somebody to point out that it's not about you, that you're lucky we even get to your street at all. So God made a plow driver.
Trapper Don, the ghetto gourmet, is on the show now. How did you get that
morning,
name?
Morning, everyone.
Hi.
Morning, you.
What did you make for them to give you that nickname?
Well, I was making pheasant stir fries, and I was making some deer backstrap stir fry, and just joking around.
Wait. Deer backstraps?
Yep.
What's a backstrap?
Is that an ass?
No, the ass is good eating, but this is better. This runs along the spine, say from the front shoulder all the way to the hind quarter. It would be the filet mignon.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah. And you cut it right out, you know, when the deer's hanging. And depending, if it's a good size deer, it's a good 2.5-3 feet long, and it's just the most tender part of the deer.
Let's just say I'm a cannibal, right?
Okay.
I look at an athlete, a fit runner.
Yeah.
Which is a deer.
Right.
Or I look at, you know, someone who's a little heavy, right? Like, and that's a cow.
Right.
I'm going for the heavy person.
Right, because there's more eating.
I don't want to eat the athlete.
Right. Too tough.
It's rough.
Yeah.
It's all muscle. I don't want to eat muscle.
It's like beef jerky.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't get the deal with deer. Like, you have to sit in the woods for hours when you can just go to the supermarket and pick up.
Seriously.
Some meat. Like,
you gotta,
fatty meat.
You gotta kill it, then you gotta drag it, then you gotta gut it, then you gotta then you gotta harvest everything, then
it's
you gotta throw
so
all the stuff away.
Work.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot of effort.
Yeah, just go to the butcher.
For rough
thing.
Meat.
Let me have some hamburger and some filet mignon.
Look, and when someone says, look, man, if you do this and do that and do this and do that and do this and cook it right and do this and then try that and marinate it.
If you do this.
If you do all these things.
If you do it wrong, you got beef jerky.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's so worth it. I mean, it's what we do. And
I'm too lazy, man.
What is it? And I'm not downing on this, you know, but what is it about staying in the woods for, you know, 8 hours? Putting the scent on, spraying the scent, getting in the tree stand,
right
out there in the cold. What is it?
Get to pee outside.
About that.
Get to pee outside.
You know what? It's just about being in Mother Nature. I mean, some of the things the other day I got there
but
Saturday morning.
I could do that without.
But then you get the, you know, you get to harvest a freezer full of meat, organic meat, no steroids, none of that bad stuff in there.
It's me, Mother Nature, my Remington.
I got you.
So I was cooking, doing my videos and put a couple on YouTube. And you know, I live pretty much downtown Meriden. And the guys at the club just started calling me the ghetto gourmet.
I love it.
Mark Papaluzio just came on with our group text, and that's all they just started calling me. So on my videos, I say, you're in the kitchen with the ghetto gourmet.
Nice.
What video? Where is this?
Need a theme song now.
Phil's going to find one.
What was that?
Where's your video where you say, I'm the ghetto gourmet? Is that Instagram, Facebook, what?
On my Facebook.
Phil's going to look one up.
AJ and Ashley are on there, so I'm surprised they don't
I've
see
never
it.
Seen your videos. I see a picture of you all the time. That's about it.
Trapper Don is on the show now. Some of these selfies of you. AJ just did a spit take. Hey man, you're not cute, okay? You wanna pose yourself in a selfie as rough. You're
a rugged
Trapper
man.
Don.
You're a rugged man.
Don't do cute face Don.
Yeah, don't do Cupid.
Right.
rugged.
Right. He's got, I guess, head man. Tilted and
right, yeah,
cute smile.
Yeah, hugging my, Batman.
His hand right. His head on his hand.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm still single, so right. You know, who knows? You know,
hey, I'm telling you, I know why. It's because of that bush.
That's something that hasn't come up in a while.
Hold on, we have a video. Here's the ghetto gourmet.
So yeah, I don't know what's going on in this video, but it's the first one I found on his page. I'm scrolling down. You're standing in front of what looks like a vice, and you've got gloves on, and this is the first 6 seconds.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Strap it on, keep the outdoor shelf.
Everything just falls off the counter.
Whoa. You can't do
it twice. I'd watch that show. Right? That's what I want to see.
Never can tell what happened.
But you're still alive. What were you doing, Don?
No, that was just yesterday. I was actually cleaning off some coyote traps, getting them ready to put out in the ground.
Okay.
That had nothing to do with cooking or anything. The last video I did was probably 2 weeks ago. I was cooking, I was cooking some back straps. More back straps.
All right.
So
What did you say at the beginning of that video? Something about the Trapper Don show?
Yeah, I usually started with hello, welcome to the Trapper Don CT Outdoor Show. That's
Trapper
my YouTube
Don
page.
CT. Gotcha. Oh my God! It sounds like you almost got your hand stuck in a a trap.
I'm too lazy just to start the video over again, so I just keep filming and talking and try to make it look good.
That's the best.
And keeping it real.
That's the best.
Yeah, keeping it real.
Right.
All right, what's the deal with the girl? Have you found a girl yet?
Trap one yet?
No, sir. Nope. I've been spending 8 hours a day in a tree stand.
Don't use deer urine on yourself when you're trying to get one. That's not how you get one. It's not attracted to the scent. Well, right. I smell pee.
Don't put a salt block in your pants.
I smell tinkle.
Those days are over. Nobody does that anymore, uses the urine. Actually, it's illegal to use urine in Connecticut now.
Really?
Yeah, because of chronic wasting disease.
Chronic wasting
disease. So if you order it from out of state, and it could be
there's
possibly,
a rule for
it.
I've been wasting on chronic before, but...
All right, I found another video of Trapper Don. This is a weather report. It looks like you're on the hunt, sitting by a lake or something.
You don't see people. Right.
By the river, that was, I think that was just Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. I was sitting in my ground blind with my black powder, my muzzleloader, and it started to snow. And that is what I love. I've been doing that since I was a kid. When it starts snowing out in Mother Nature, it's the most beautiful thing.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
I don't know if you can see, but see those two ducks right there? Right? You probably see them. Right there. See them? The black one and the black and white one.
I'm expecting to hear a gunshot right now.
I first saw them Saturday. They look like mallards, but I don't know. I've never seen them before. I'm going to have to look at them. But the thing is, see. Thing is, I was walking in and I spooked them down there, and they really weren't that afraid of me. They're almost like domesticated ducks.
How you walking?
Cool. Are you in the bathroom talking about ducks in your bathtub?
There's a yellow one. It's floating.
All right, and before we let you go. All right, so first of all, Don, when we get back from vacation, you're going to do a segment called The Ghetto Gourmet, and then you'll give us a recipe each week.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
And then and then you had a moment. It was a Grinch grew a heart moment.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
What do you mean, uh-oh? That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah. I'm just curious what it is. Yeah. I'm just curious.
I was in the tree stand last Sunday, and four deer came in. And I drew the bow, and I drew on her, and I put the sight right on her where you need to. And I don't know, I just didn't release the arrow. I just relaxed the bow. She looked up at me. I looked at her, and I just took my hands, and I said, go. Just go away. Her and her two babies just kind of walked off.
That's great.
And then you heard beep, and then you heard beep, beep, boom. A Buick hitter.
Speaking of that, thank you for helping me with Dan and Meriden. This guy, we're going to talk to him, a member of the tribe. He's driving down the road. The person in front of him hits a deer. The deer goes flying in the air, and the deer crashes through Dan's windshield.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Trapper Don, be safe. We don't talk to you. Have a nice Christmas and holiday season, brother.
Yeah.
All right, our old buddy, comedian Mitch Fatale on the show now, and he's going to help Ashley with one of her problems.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Mitch is a problem solver.
Oh, right. I love solving Ashley's problems.
And she's problematic, so it's perfect.
Right.
Need your help, Mitch.
Right, Ashley, I'm telling you, if I had met you before my wife right now, I wouldn't be sitting with my son. Watching Fireman Sam.
You'd be sitting someplace else.
So like, I have this problem.
Left further away somewhere.
And then we'd have a kid that looked just like me, since you look like my mom.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
I forgot about that. He kept looking in the studio. He's like, this is weird.
Almost like a clone.
She looks like my young mom.
Right.
The first time I met him.
My mom.
Wow. This is everything young boy dreams of.
Mitch's mom has got it going on.
I'm telling you, it's weird. Every time I talk to her, every time she texts me, I'm always like, oh, man, I would kind of do my mom. Weird.
Thank you, Oedipus.
Wait, did I say Mitch was going to help Ashley? Ashley's going to help Mitch.
I mean,
apparently, both need help.
What can I help you with, Ash?
Well, I have a very good close group of girlfriends from college. There are six of us, you know, including me. I've gotten a call, three calls within the last month from three of them. They're all pregnant. Mitch? I feel like I got to get pregnant, like right now.
Mitch is the father?
Like right
Hold
this
on,
minute.
Let me just, I'm opening up to go to United Airlines site right now.
This is like this is like Maury.
It's
a dream come true for Mitch.
Seriously. A busy weekend, huh?
I have FOMO. It's like fear of missing out.
FOMO.
You have a boyfriend?
I have a fiance. Yes, I do.
Hmm.
Oh, what's his name?
Eric.
What's Eric do for a living?
Running.
He's a project manager for a construction company.
Which is good.
Oh, I'm
project.
So much more exciting than him. Come on.
That's true, AJ. What did I just say?
Nothing. No. Continue.
Yeah, keep moving.
No, I missed it. Damn it.
No, you got to have a kid. It's the best thing in the world. I have a funny kid story for you guys. It's one of those stories that when it happens to you, you're like, it's horrifying. But then you're like, as a comedian, you're like, I got a great new story. I brought my son to see a play last night and a play yesterday afternoon. It was a kid's play. And we went to go to the bathroom afterwards.
Can I ask? I'm sorry. Can I ask why you would go to this play? Was he in it?
No, he's three. And it was his grandparents bought him it for Christmas. It was the play Noah.
So it's professional actors.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was a real play.
It's not like a school and play. Okay, gotcha.
No, not a school play. And we went into the bathroom, and we both have a pee contest. That's what we do. We see who can pee first between me and my son.
Okay, but you can't go to the urinal.
You can just squeeze him, right?
He's not tall enough for the urinal.
Right.
Oh, no, no, we're doing it on stage, on the actors.
Good.
This is where it's...
this is what,
no, actually...
That's good.
So we go into the little stall.
Okay.
And we both start peeing, and I guess my pee splashed up on him a little.
Oops.
And he just yelled very loud in a crowded bathroom, "You can't pee on me, Dad." And
that's a problem.
But then it gets better. Then I go, it was an accident, Max. And then he said, and again, it's a filled bathroom. He goes, "You pee in the water. You don't pee on people."
Wow.
Did someone yell, "Nice see, Mr. President-elect"?
That's very funny. No, they actually called Child Protective Services.
Gotcha.
And my son is now in custody.
Wow, you peed on your kid. So when you, so he gets to see, like, he's right at that height where he gets to see something he probably
he's got to look up.
Never forget.
He's got to look up. That's got to be scary.
Yeah, I think his number one question though is, "Daddy, why is yours the same size as mine?"
Exactly, right.
Right. So that's like,
that's bad for one of you.
It's almost eye level, right? It's intimidating.
Right.
Isn't it?
It's like a drive through speaker.
Right. You're lucky you didn't catch him in the eye.
If he doesn't behave himself, that comes next.
Right.
No, picture yourself at a toilet with a giant wiener at the side of your face.
Well, that's very scary.
Well, I remember my dad used to shower with me when I was a kid. And I remember thinking it was really... Did your dad shower with you,
no.
Chaz?
No.
I needed a car.
No. I remember the first time I saw his wiener. Like, I opened the bathroom door. He was just getting up off the toilet.
Oh.
And it was just all hair and this little helmet coming out.
Right.
It's like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, it's horrifying.
It was
I don't
a different
know why,
time.
But it's horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember I used to look under the door, and I could see my mom when I would go to bed. This is kind of psychological. I think I need to. Maybe this is why I find Ashley so attractive.
You should lie down.
I used to look under the door, and my mom wouldn't close the bathroom door because she thought I was asleep, and I used to watch her go to the bathroom.
Oh,
horrible, right?
But I remember. Yeah, that's pretty horrible. Really,
how is this helping Ashley right now?
I'm not. Like, what do I do? Do I get pregnant? I still don't know.
Oh yeah, I'm going to get you pregnant. That's not a problem. Yeah, of course you should get pregnant. It's wonderful. Having a kid is the best thing in life. It's
but
so
I'm,
beautiful.
I'm engaged. Like, I want to get married before
Let's go
I have
back
kid.
To Mitch. Who
you can,
cares?
You can bring the kid.
But all my friends are having kids.
You can bring the kid to the wedding.
Mitch, if you were related to your mother, you would have relations with her.
I don't know if I am attracted to my mom because of that Freudian thing. Because when I was a kid, she, you know, peed on me.
Right.
Or
just normal, by the way.
But I think my mom was attractive because when you look at Ashley, Ashley's an attractive woman, and my mom looked exactly like her when I guess I because I would easily if I was single,
Ashley would be
easily,
the perfect girl for you then because it's everything without the naughtiness. Yeah,
I would do everything to Ashley. So I think that does show, right? That, yeah, if maybe I've been attracted to my mom my whole life and I never knew it. Because the first time I saw Ashley, I was like, what is it about her that's getting me, that makes me so excited? And then I was like, she looks like my mom.
Wait,
and then,
all right,
and then it even freaked me out when I realized that Chaz looked like my kid.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
But my wiener's smaller. Yeah.
What happened here?
I don't know.
Every time I have Mitch on, I'm like, we got to have him back on because we didn't even scratch the surface. I have all these things I want to talk about.
I don't
want
to touch anything.
All right, here's the deal. We got to go to a break, okay. And I want to make sure everybody knows this. This Friday, right, 2 days, he's doing a live stream show. He's doing it from Florida, but you can watch it from your home.
Live stream.
Right? And we're linked up. It's Watch Live Now. .com. You can purchase tickets, and it's going to be a great show. Lots of people, but Mitch is a superstar, so
yes, he is.
Enjoy it. And you can stay home, drink your own booze, not spend any money.
You can watch the bathroom. Yep.
Watch a great comedy show. Okay. Are you going to mention Ashley on this live stream at all?
Mm-hmm. If Ashley's watching, she'll get a secret message from me. She'll know what it is.
It'll be your peeing on the audience.
Right.
It's a whole different live stream.
Different streaming entirely.
Oh my god, I want to talk to Max next time we have you on. I have so many questions for him.
Oh, I'll let Max talk. He's a really cool little kid, and he'll answer any question honestly. And he'll tell you not to pee on him because you don't pee on people. You pee in the water.
Right. Have a great holiday season, Mitch, and we'll talk to you the week we get back. We have lots to talk to you about. Where do you take your rage without getting arrested?
Yeah, where?
Jimmy Altman, Fox 61, has the answer. Hey.
This is perfect for you guys, especially you, Mr. Chaz.
Me? I was thinking AJ.
You have a lot of rage.
But go ahead. I have rage?
Yeah, cause me.
Yeah, we don't help.
I mean, this thing has Chaz written all over it.
Really?
The work environment at 99.1 PLR would be
Fox.
So much better.
And the Fox. 95.9
The
Fox.
The rage room is in Central Connecticut. I mean, the fact is, Chaz, this should be... It should be mandatory that you go there for sessions once a week.
Once a week?
Once a week. I like that.
Once a week.
I know you for years. I mean, this is just perfect for you.
Really?
But it is billed as Connecticut's first rage room. And you basically, I did the story. We had been wanting to do this story. They had been in planning.
Yeah.
They opened 3 weeks ago. It's a bunch of Hartford guys. Awesome guys. One of the main guy is Sean. He's in the fitness business, and that business is not going, like so many, going very well right now. And I defy you to find a business that would be going well. And who's opening a business now? This is the perfect business to open in this pandemic.
So you get to go and smash stuff.
Yeah.
Right, because you get to go and smash stuff. So they opened 3 weeks ago. And I think things are going really well. This guy, his name is Sean Chambers, played football for Southern and got into the fitness business. And then they opened this place. And it really is. It's exactly what it's billed as. It's a rage room.
You go in and break
they
stuff.
Gear you up.
Yeah. But the stuff you break, right. Do you bring it or do they have it there for you?
Good question.
Well, you could, you know what? You could bring it, but they have it there for you.
Hey, I could bring this computer.
Because I saw
and
a computer
the
there, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. All right.
They get that stuff from, you know, junkyards and recycle places. And honestly, they're in West Hartford, so I'm going to give them some of the old stuff in our basement people can just smash. Because I don't need my monitor from 2001 anymore.
Right. Oh, that's good. You could donate stuff to them if you like.
Right.
And then they get a lot of it that way. So you can donate stuff and, you know, old TVs. But there are things in there, you know, oil drums, picture frames, a lot of glassware.
I saw bottles. Yeah, you guys are wailing bottles at the wall.
All right, I have some questions here. And by the way, Jimmy Altman, Fox 61's on. Besides my cell phone, I have not smashed anything in a long, long time.
Right.
AJ is the smasher. I'm a yeller.
Oh, yes, he's a yeller.
So, and you could yell almost
I get physical,
anywhere.
He
and
yells,
I do.
Yeah.
I'll yell at the supermarket. Right. I'll yell wherever. I'll yell on the radio. I'll
no,
hang up
you're
on you.
Welcome.
No, right. You're welcome.
Right.
But AJ's the guy
I get physical.
Most likely on the show to smash stuff.
Yes.
And let me.
This is the perfect place for Chaz and AJ TV.
That's right.
I love it.
I love it. I want to play you a little montage of AJ.
Get him the hell out. Pay attention next time. Don't sit there and go, oh, I just put this on. Pay attention, idiots. You deserve it. Tough taillights.
Get off the phone, moron.
Tacos make people angry.
Barbecues make people angry. Don't turn us into a dick thing, pal.
Let's beam AJ into the rage room. I'm going to put some sound effects in. Go ahead.
Okay. Don't tell me what my feelings are, okay, jackass? Because my feelings are normal. You guys don't friggin' realize it. More people are angry nowadays because of all kinds of crap going on. Here's no comedy. Grab the window. Get out of here! That's the person just slept the crap out of him. Everybody else in the world friggin' laughed. Yeah, man, give you a T-E-N-T in your forehead. Give it a rest already. Knock it off, okay? History happened. You know what? Shut up.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's like we were there.
Wow.
You guys really have, I mean, the tribe will really like seeing you guys do this. And
I want to do it.
It's pandemic proof. They have a whole rack of choose your weapon there. Golf club, baseball bat. Hatchet.
Oh, yeah.
Tie
hatchet is fun.
Hatchet sounds
no, good. Baseball bat.
Hatchet, lug wrench, crowbar.
Ooh, crowbar sounds good too.
I need New York Brooklyn style bat.
I like a bat.
And if you saw the story, I got a bunch of texts and emails about this one. But they baseball, so they hand me a baseball, and there are a whole bunch of bottles set up like the Midway at the Big E.
Okay.
But instead of like fake bottles, it's the real thing. And
you're
I just took the ball, and I beamed the hell out of these bottles, went right down. So I, of course, got the messages saying, how many takes did it take you to hit those bottles? The answer? One take.
There you
one
go. See?
Take.
Yep. You're angry. Good.
I'd be afraid the ball would bounce back off the wall and hit me in the head.
But they get more angry and break more stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
It just feels itself.
You'll never leave. What you can do.
You never.
They gear you up, right? So you've got a shield on, and you've got like
you're protected. You
have to wear like you should wear a hoodie, and obviously you should go in boots. But you're pretty well protected. My guess is that they probably have a pretty good insurance policy.
Right? Right, and you have to sign a lot of papers and
yes.
blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, if I'm an anger management therapist, I'm sitting outside and handing cards out.
Nice. That's good.
They basically bill this as, you know, they're in the therapy business now. This is part of their business model, right?
Yes.
People come out like, you know how you leave a gym? And you're all sweaty?
Yeah. I'm sure you're all sweaty.
It's like
glass.
You just got a workout.
Yeah,
you're
covered in glass.
You're swinging a crowbar around for half an hour.
You're covered in dust and debris. Yeah.
No, it's what you make of it, but my guess is that, I was there, so no, I think you can make it into a pretty good workout.
Do they play music when you're in there? Can you customize
yes.
it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like be playing some Psycho Stick
like
or something.
Metal. Da, 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 da.
What would you play, AJ?
I might put some Disturbed in there or something like that, you know, or maybe some Psycho Stick would be perfect because they just like yell and scream all the time.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's kind of
I
funny.
Had Manilow jamming in there. It was
Barry Manilow.
I've been alive forever.
Yeah,
smash,
so
smash.
Good.
I wrote
That's
the
even
very
better.
First song. Smash, smash.
Right. You play a song that would drive you mad. That's
Billy,
better.
Billy Joel, was she's that? Got a way about her. Smash, smash, smash.
They have Bluetooth. So that's a very good question because they have Bluetooth speakers and there are two rage rooms and they have Bluetooth speakers and I you can pretty much pair your phone and you can play the music that you want. Of course, they have a whole array of music library that you can use there from them too. But I thought it was great and I think they're doing very well.
AJ, just start yelling like you're in the room. And this is what I want. Oh, hold on.
Okay.
This is what I want you to do.
Okay, here we go.
Think about everything that we do to make you mad and the tribe and everybody.
Yeah.
And then just this will be your moment. We're going in the rage room
Someone
now.
Someone click a pen.
All right, AJ, you're in the rage room.
All right.
You signed all the forms. You got
right.
your stuff on. Here's your bat.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Just put a gun. Goddamn trouble. I feel much better.
All right, good.
My
tummy feels nice and tight right now.
Very good.
You smashed the Bluetooth speaker.
Well, you get me angry again, really?
Getting a good workout just from thinking about being
angry. Oh, I know. In my mind, I was so happy.
Are you tired now?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I was screaming.
You're breathing heavy.
Cap.
No, that sounds great. That we, who is it? The Joe guy who calls?
Oh, Phil. Yeah. The car Nazi
Phil
guy.
Phil has to, you have to have a wooden, like a plywood cutout of Phil with that fact-checking smirk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, you guys deflated my Bozo clown over here.
Right.
Yeah, Bozo. It's flat now.
Right.
But definitely him. Of course, any internet troll. You know, I got to write down a couple of the internet trolls.
Right, some Facebook posts.
Facebook people. Yeah, the Facebook efforts. Yeah.
The rats of Instagram.
Rats of Instagram, right.
Trolls, rats.
Yeah, the ones who, like, rat on every single thing I do. Get a friggin' life. Yep.
Yeah.
Those people, yeah.
Listen to him, Jimmy. He's getting nuts right now.
Oh, I could go there right now. I could go there right now and destroy it. I would total the place. I really would.
I think I think there's so much more. When I did the story, I did. I mean, I sent Ashley a message. I was like, this is perfect for you guys.
Both our faces popped in his head.
I sent her a link to the story. As soon as I finished with Sean McKeever, who's our very talented photographer, I always work with Sean. When I left, I got in the car. I was like, Chad and AJ would freaking love this.
You know what's funny is I watched your report. I'm like, he didn't invite us. I would have went.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You guys would have been – it would have been perfect to have you guys in the story. You know what? I should have thought of that. I could have had celebrity ragers come in there and be part of the story.
Yeah.
The next time you do something violent, think of us.
Well, we're off for the next 2 weeks. Plenty of time for a follow-up.
Yes.
That's right.
Rage 2.
You guys are going to be digging out for a while, and then we can have you – we can all meet at the Rage Room.
All the unsold Christmas ornaments.
can we parenthetic? Can we just go off on a tangent for a second? Because
yes,
I was really happy to be part of the toy drive last week.
Thank you.
Great to have you.
Am I right? Was that $150,000 that
more.
You guys did?
168.
Was it?
168. And counting.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that nuts?
That's so fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah, I want to give everybody a big hug, like you know,
virtual hug.
We were. Stunned.
Right.
Stunned.
Our mouths were agape.
In a good way. Mm.
And open, too.
Yes, stunned in a good way.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. No rage here.
Did you write the headline for this story, Jimmy? It's going for broke.
Yeah, that was me.
See, brilliant. I read that, and I'm like, this is why he wins Emmys.
All those Emmys, yes.
38? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. Put all your Emmys in that rage room and just go bananas.
Right.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be really good TV.
Yeah, for a moment.
We could just smash them to smithereens, and then you can just head straight to Fast Eddie or good old Tom and have it melted down, and there you go.
Nice.
You know what they should do? All right, so is this like one of those roller coaster rides? We're talking about this smash room in Hartford. West Hartford. Will they take pictures? Can you buy pictures at the end of the experience?
Oh, they run video?
Excellent question.
Like that,
the answer is yes.
That's the money right there.
It's exactly like that. So they have, you can buy a, you know, this is capitalism, and you can buy the pictures, and they have video cameras in both of their rooms, and they'll make you a video as well. And I think obviously that's another revenue stream for them.
AJ?
Yes.
You have to do this.
I have to do it. I want to do it. I want to break stuff.
You guys have to do this and then put it on we can all watch.
That's the perfect song.
I like shooting stuff. I'm not grabbing stuff and smashing
stuff.
That's
the perfect song.
I'll take your spot. I'll do it.
Break stuff by Limp Bizkit we'll be playing.
All right.
The clean version. Obviously, you can't play the dirty version.
Yeah, yeah.
Just one of those days. We all make up. Ah! Yeah.
I'd be afraid to even be in the room with AJ. I think he'd forget there's being another person
in
there with him.
I wouldn't.
He would wake up out of this blind rage and just see us all like broken to pieces.
What the hell happened,
the
guys?
Guys, what happened?
Guys?
Someone's elbows
on my
face.
I'd really like to be there.
Where Ashley bangs the ceiling.
This should be the music that AJ, that's playing during AJ's segment. It's
the
most.
For the Christmas version, yeah. Let me go Christmas shopping for a day, and we'll definitely have that one. That's just a parking lot.
All right, AJ, your time is up. That would be the other thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sir, your time is up.
No!
Your time is up.
No!
Your time is up.
Nothing's over. You turn it off.
You owe $37,000 in overtime. You've been in there for 3 days.
Come and get it.
Sir, the walls are not part of the objects to be broken.
I've got a bat. Get away from me.
You can just have a membership there, right? You can just go in.
Right.
Right.
It can be on. It can just be, you know, he can be like you get the car wash membership.
Exactly right.
I can tell you, if there was one right down the street, he would.
Oh,
every
totally.
Day.
Totally, yeah. I'd be there right to work.
I was thinking, you know, SEAL Team 6 gets all the credit. You always hear about SEAL Team 6, SEAL Team 6.
Yeah, the overachievers.
SEAL Team 5, now that's the team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
SEAL Team 5.
SEAL Team 5. Now, that's the team.
Now, not because they're on the phone right now.
No.
No. None like that. Just the quiz since we happen to say
that. No, but they get all the... SEAL Team 6 gets all the glory. SEAL
they
Team
do.
5.
They're annoying.
SEAL Team 5's the best.
Incoming!
Brent Gleason, author, leadership expert, and former member of SEAL Team 5, on the show now. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Happy to be here.
Thank God you are. You'd kill us all.
Why does SEAL Team 6 get all the credit?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Why did it get all the glory?
Well, within the world of special operations, we have...
Are you in the mountains of Afghanistan somewhere? We're having a bad cell signal here with you.
We have what you call Tier 1 special operations units, like SEAL Team 6, like Delta Force. So you have to be through that pipeline of being a SEAL for several years and apply to try out for SEAL Team 6.
Wow.
50% of SEALs who try out for SEAL Team 6 do not get selected.
I was in SEAL Team 1. I balanced a ball on my nose. Sorry.
Wrong SEAL. So SEAL Team 6, so it's different levels. So SEAL Team 1 is you're just starting.
Right.
No. All of the other SEAL teams, the SEAL Teams 1, 3, 5, and 7 we have here in San Diego. We have 2, 4, 8, and 10 in Virginia Beach, and we have a SEAL team in Hawaii as well. But then to become a Tier 1 special operator and within the Naval Special Warfare community, you have to try out for SEAL Team 6 selections.
Okay, gotcha.
I wouldn't make a harbor SEAL at all.
Hold on. I want to put him on hold for 1 second.
Right, try it again.
See if we get a better signal here. All right, you have this book out. It's called Embrace the Suck. What does that mean?
Essentially, it's a phrase born within the military. We've definitely adopted it within special operations, predominantly within the training pipelines, within the SEAL teams.
I'm having a real hard time hearing you.
All right.
Brent, I'm very sorry.
Our phone lines are suck.
I don't, we should embrace the suck, but I don't, are you on an iPhone 10?
Yes.
How did I know?
You're like a SEAL team member, Chaz.
Yeah.
You knew. Instinct.
Yeah, it's either mouthpiece or speakerphone will do better for us.
Okay, I would check. Is that better?
No. All right, we're gonna call you back.
Yeah.
Oh, this is...
We have established new frequency.
Yeah.
We're on the move.
All right, Ashley's box is back.
Hello.
Hello. All right, so you're better.
Yes. Now we need him better.
Okay.
Now we get the box and we need a seal. Are you doing good?
Yeah, so now I know why SEAL Team 6 gets all that...
they have better technology.
Well, yeah, that's the iPhone top
11.
Level.
They have the iPhone 11, yes.
Well, they went to kill Bin Laden.
They did.
And every time you hear of some, mission, it's SEAL Team 6.
Yes, it's always 6.
Yeah.
Why is it always 6?
Well, he has a book out, and it's really cool. It's called Embrace the Suck, and it's how you just turn whatever your situation is instead of whining about it.
Oh, I need
you
this.
Turn it in.
I need this, yes. I need to embrace the suck.
Everybody needs this to some extent, no?
Right, right.
Especially with coronavirus.
That and just life in general.
Yeah, just life in general.
You can look at what sucks, or you could just use that to your advantage.
Right, make it suck less.
Mm.
Make it suck for you.
Yeah. But he's a life coach, which I loved that. He went to the military, became one of the top elite forces, left and used all of that training to help people better their lives.
Nice.
And as we get ready to start setting goals, which we all do in January, then by February we're done.
We fail it, yes.
This is a good book to have or give for the holidays for folks who are trying to better themselves.
Want to read, for example.
Right.
Right.
People who want to read.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think on... okay. Oh, we have him back. Hey, Brent.
Hello. Sorry about that.
Oh, this is great.
Much better.
That was worth the wait.
Yes, it was.
So, embrace the suck.
Yeah, no suck
what's
here
that,
now.
What's that all about?
Essentially, it's a term born in the military. We've adopted it within the SEAL training pipeline. Essentially, it's about being intentional in leaning into pain, suffering, and adversity as opposed to shying away from it, even if not enjoying the pain. So the instructors oftentimes would tell you to embrace the suck, meaning suck it up and get it done. Otherwise, this isn't a place for you.
Nice.
All right. Everybody has a tough time doing that, right? I mean, most of us, right?
Yeah.
No one really wants to embrace the suck.
Well, everybody has a different suck threshold.
Right.
Some live on life and suck.
Yeah. No, but we get into routines, and we like to stay in our routines. And you're not growing when you're in a routine.
Yeah, got to move to a different lane here.
Well, yeah, that's essentially what my whole new book is about being intentional in the fine art of comfort zone expansion and pushing the boundaries of your comfort zone, leaning into pain and suffering to find enlightenment and new insight, new paths within your life. So that you can live a more fulfilling life where you meet and exceed more of the goals that you set.
Give me an example during SEAL team training where you thought you were going to bail, but you applied this and you got through it.
Well, I'll briefly explain the training pipeline, which is well over a year. But a lot of what you see on TV or in documentaries is called BUDS, which, of course, is a military acronym, which we have many. It stands for Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL. It's the first 6 months of that very long pipeline. The first 5 weeks of that pipeline are when they weed all the students out of each class. You might start for easy math with 200 students. By the time you finish Hell Week, which is the fifth week, you'll have about 30 students, and you'll still lose a few more of those for performance drops. And Hell Week is, you start on a Sunday, end on a Friday. You don't sleep for an entire week. You run this equivalent of multiple marathons while wet and sandy. You swim dozens of miles in the ocean, run with heavy logs, boats, backpacks, run the obstacle course multiple times a day. You're wrought with injuries. You're ill. And as you can imagine, you're also wet, sandy, and hypothermic the entire time.
So they never let you sleep? Wow. What about rest? Do you get rest time?
There'll be much of what you're doing during Hell Week 24/7 is in competition with the other boat crews. Now, boat crews are seven-person teams. You're running around with these big 300-pound boats on your heads, and they're teaching you how to build a winning mindset, a winning team culture. And so you're competing against the other crews. And if you're doing well and you're putting out and you're winning the competitions, they might give you a little time to rest. Other than that, it's constant motion other than when you're eating.
Wow. Like rewards.
Wow.
Yes. They say it pays to be a winner.
Damn straight, get to sleep.
Wow. And then if you get one of those guys on your team, it's like, oh, it's you again.
Damn it.
Oh, you're bringing us down.
What's the matter with you? You're an anchor.
Was there a period like you're an otter, or you're carrying a log where you thought, you know, I don't know if I could do this?
There was never a moment where I thought I would quit, but there was definitely a moment, I think it was 3 or 4 hours into Hell Week on Sunday night, freezing cold, we're in the ocean, they're doing surf torture where they get your body temperature nice and low, and the waves are crashing over my face, and water is shooting up into my sinuses, and I was looking up at the condo towers above us up there on Coronado Beach, and the warm glow, I wish I was in there, and I thought to myself, I can't even see the light at the end of the tunnel right now. You can't wrap your mind around the fact that that level of torture is going to go on 24/7 until Friday afternoon. That moment, it was really kind of where the embrace the suck philosophy for me began, because I realized that there is no possible way I will make it unless I really lean into this and pray to God for more pain.
Yeah, but did you hear Baby Shark for 24 hours straight over and over again? That's tough right there. That's SEAL team stuff right there.
AJ was locked in a box for 24 hours, and he had to hear Baby Shark over and over.
Where's that AJ sounder?
Yeah. That's a piece of cake.
That sounds like an interrogation tactic.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Brent Gleason is an author and leadership expert, former member of SEAL Team 5. Book is called Embrace the Suck. Be a great gift for someone or yourself.
Yeah.
How long were you in the Navy SEALs, and were you involved in any missions you could tell us about?
Sure. Yeah, I wasn't in that long. I was in about 6 years.
That's a lot.
I went in right before. Well, these days for career SEALs, it's not these days. But then again, we've been at war for 2 decades, so it's a totally different different organization now. Then when I went in, I did my undergraduate education at SMU in Dallas. Then I actually worked for a year in finance as an analyst before going into the SEAL training pipeline. And 9/11 was 2 days before my class started the advanced portion of training, before we got our tridents and went to our teams. And then my task unit from SEAL Team 5, by 2003, we were the very first task unit working in Iraq. So we got there in April, right after Baghdad fell. And we were predominantly a task unit. It's usually about 40 SEALs. We call it a troop now, but it's the same thing. And we were there to run what we call capture or kill missions, essentially hunting down the deck of cards, the blacklist, other various insurgents.
I remember the deck of cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Baghdad Bob, remember him?
Were you ever, like, somewhere, you see someone, you're, like, flipping through the cards, like, oh, I think he's the two of clubs.
The queen of hearts, I got him.
Right.
I've got some pictures stored away.
Cool.
Wow.
Nice.
That's incredible. And that's about as dangerous as it was,
got
right?
Got a full hand, yeah.
When it just fell. All the bad guys were there.
Dangerous in a different way. One, dangerous in a way that it was just chaos. There was no infrastructure, no resources. All the bad guys who hadn't fled were still just living in around Baghdad, Ramadi, Fallujah, all over the place, and just kind of practicing certain levels of tradecraft where they would move from home to home. And we were working with our agency partners to identify locations, and then we would go out almost every night. We did 100+ combat missions, or raids, you might call them, in that first deployment. Sometimes we're doing 2 or 3 in a night. And
damn.
So it was busy. But then the war got more dangerous later on in 04, 05, 06 when the insurgency started. And that's when wars really get complex, because you have droves of fighters coming in from various different nations wanting to kill Americans. And that's when things got even crazier.
The American Sniper movie, when you watched that, what was realistic, what wasn't?
I was really good friends with Chris, and we got to be even better friends after we got out of the SEAL teams. We actually did a NBC reality show created by Dick Wolf and Mark Burnett called Stars Earned Stripes, where they paired former SEALs and Delta operators with celebrities.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Your toughest assignment there, huh?
To train them in special operations tactics, and the money went to charity and stuff like that. It was a
who'd you have?
I had Peekaboo Street, the Olympic skier.
Oh, dear God.
she was absolutely nuts. And
there was Peekaboo.
Nick Lachey and Terry Crews and Dean Payne.
Terry Crews, at least he's in good shape.
Terry Crews is the funniest person I've ever met.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
When I got an early copy of American Sniper, and, obviously, it hit home because he was murdered right after our show aired, as you guys probably know the story.
Yeah.
Killed by a kid he was mentoring, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And so I got an early copy, and I locked myself away, and I watched it over and over and over again, just wallowing in misery until my wife took it away from me. But when it comes to the realistic nature of the movie, for the war scenes, incredibly realistic, probably one of the most realistic depictions of Iraq that I've ever seen. Some of the training scenes were a little hokey. They could have done a better job there, but the war scenes were it is as nasty as you see in the movie.
I can't remember his name now, but we had a Navy SEAL on who was there, and the soccer field when the sandstorm kicked in, and I just felt like, oh my God, they can't see a thing.
Was that Kevin?
I asked him about that. Yeah, maybe Kevin.
Kevin Lace.
Kevin Lace, and he said,
said, he was definitely there. He was in the movie too.
He said, I wish we had that sand cover.
Right,
we had to run across the field without sand cover.
Right, that'd be helpful.
Bullets were whizzing by.
That'd have been nice.
Yeah, nuts.
No cover.
Nuts. So look, there's a certain confidence that comes with being a SEAL team member, and all of what you've seen. I mean, not a lot can rattle you. Is there anything here at home, like opening a jar of Advil, that's like, wow, this is scary?
Right.
Well, people often ask, me or guys who've been in that profession, what were your key takeaways? And obviously a lot of it is just wrapped around your perspective, around just about everything, a perspective around life, around relationships, around how you manage stress and anxiety. Because you can't really replicate those types of situations in a civilian environment. So when it comes to building a company or leading a team or dealing with parenting or, relationships with your spouse, that it seems to be easier to compartmentalize and to put things into perspective, saying, well, you know what? Nobody's trying to blow my head off right now, so
right.
We can probably find a path forward and figure this problem out.
Right. So now, waterboarding the kids, is that in the book? Chapter is that?
Oh,
right.
God, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't snap your neighbor's neck because of a fence dispute.
It's funny you mentioned that. I always make a joke sometimes during my keynotes or working with clients. So in my first company, I had a bunch of, not a huge company, but we had about 150 employees, and like 75% of them were millennials. And I always joke that millennials don't respond well to waterboarding, which I tried many times. HR director maybe stop doing that. So.
Oh, my God. No, if the Starbucks isn't open, they go bananas. Right. That's a lot of stress.
Banana Republic is closed. They're out of khakis. Yeah.
Hey, Brent, we can't thank you enough. You and your family for the sacrifice you've made for us. You don't even know us. And, you know, 6 years in Navy SEALs. Thank you very much. And I have this book, and thank you for sending it. And I'll be reading it over the holiday vacation and hopefully learning lots of stuff. And the book's called Embrace the Suck, the Navy SEAL Way to an Extraordinary Life. Brent Gleason. Thank you, brother. Boy, Phil found the mugshot of the year, I believe.
Yes.
I wish I could take credit for that one.
I had to change my... Oh, wait. Oh, I think I know who this is. Hello.
Hey.
Is this Tony Terzi? Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Tony. We're live on the air. We were just talking about your tweet.
Yeah. She's a prize.
Yes.
She, you know, obviously, I mean, you have to say that the poor woman, who knows what's going on and how many pets she's had for how many years. What I can't figure out is how did they determine that the owl was blind?
Let's start from the beginning because we just started talking about it as you called in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clearly, this mugshot's going to go viral.
Yes, it is.
And like you said,
you know what? John Craven from News 12, he wins the prize of the day. He said, wow, so that's what Carol Baskin's up to.
Does kind of look like her.
Yep.
Yes.
A little bit.
I believe her eyebrows are tattooed.
Looks like the chair sun's very cold.
We got this press release from Captain Ronald Smith from Hamden Police this morning. And everybody's like, what in the world? This woman, Donna Scirocco, 59 years old, charged with charged with 6 counts of cruelty to animals as animal control officers seized 26 cats, six dogs, 2 cage squirrels, and a blind owl.
Is this the same lady we were talking about, like, not too long ago?
I think this is different,
I don't think so. I don't. She hasn't been on the superstars list, I don't think. But, boy, this is something. So she had to post $5,000 bond. And, last week I did the story on the Bridgeport vet who for the second time was charged with cruelty to animals. So it's just it's sad. I don't.
A Bridgeport vet? Like veteran or veterinarian?
Veterinarian.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is part of your dumbass news.
Yes, it is.
Well, the mugshot is really, you know.
It speaks volumes.
It does.
I see it and I say, oh, I know this is going to be all over the place. And, you know, but wow, how do you get that many animals without somebody calling? Like a neighbor that.
Well,
has
I'm hoping
to be.
Today to go over and talk to some neighbors and maybe her if she's around and she'll talk about it and wants to defend herself. See, that's the thing. You never know when you go to the door. They either come to the door with a gun pointed at you or.
Have you ever had that happen?
No, but I did have a guy come out with his fist cocked.
Oh, look at that.
And ready to, you know. So,
and that was your dad.
Right. You don't live anymore, goddammit.
Let me read Tony Terzi, Fox 61, who, by the way, is the best reporter.
Yes.
Donna Scirocco of Hamden was arrested Tuesday, charged with 6 counts of cruelty to animals as animal control officers seized 26 cats, 6 dogs, 2 caged squirrels. Squirrels.
And a partridge.
And a blind owl from her home.
We've already got a great comment runner-up on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page. David said, what were her charges for wearing that makeup?
One dog was...
Yeah, someone...
Yeah, go ahead.
Someone said that made a similar makeup comment about her either on my Fox 61 Facebook page or Twitter page. They should seize her makeup.
Yeah.
They really should.
Well, just having to see her.
You know what? I mean...
You do whatever you want with your makeup, but, you know. Look, if
it's just very noticeable.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
In a mugshot, we're looking at it.
Yeah, we're not used to seeing stuff like this. I live a sheltered life.
She looks so surprised.
I mean, it looks like a bad Amy Winehouse kind of thing. I don't know.
Alice Cooper would be upset.
Okay, yes, Alice Cooper?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, the sad thing is when you have that many animals in the house, you started with a love of them, and you want to help them. It didn't start like, well, I just want to be crappy to animals.
Yeah.
You started with, oh, look at this cat needs food.
Right.
The next thing you know, there's 26 cats and all these other animals, and you can't help yourself.
Every one of the cats actually made the phone call.
How do you get that owl in your house? Where do you get
a blind owl?
You go to Beardsley Zoo?
Yeah.
You know, that owl had to say, I can't see what's happening, but I know it's bad here.
There's food here. I can smell it.
Right.
There's food.
Who
I can smell
you?
It.
And would
and
you want to be an owl in a house with 26 cats? I'd be like, oh, my God, I got to watch. Oh, wait, I can't.
Yeah, all the cats
Where
are going.
I go.
The cats are going, this is too easy.
How do you
this
know
is
one
too
can't
easy.
Climb up behind? You can't see anything.
Right. It's ninja skills. That's why they turn their heads around. Yeah.
Another thing, guys, is where does the woodchuck come from?
The woodchuck.
That's the chuck the wood.
Yeah. There are three dead animals in her house, including a woodchuck.
So the animals that were dead were two cats and a woodchuck.
Yeah.
Was that a series on Fox once?
Two cats and a woodchuck?
Yeah.
The woodchuck. Where do you find a woodchuck?
I'm not quite sure.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
I'm guessing by a pile of wood.
If a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Exactly, right.
No, but where are they?
Maybe. Yeah, I have no idea.
Have you ever seen one?
No, I can't say I ever have, no.
The Geico commercial, that's it.
Yeah, beavers I've seen.
Exactly.
I've seen beavers, I've seen,
you woodchuck, stop chucking my wood!
Right, don't throw
wood in.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've never seen one in my life.
What's the difference between a beaver, a groundhog, a woodchuck,
gopher,
a muskrat?
I don't know
what the difference
is. Right?
Different pronunciations.
Yeah. Like, if you put them all in a lineup, I think I might get the beaver, but the rest...
Right, the tail and the teeth give it away. Right.
I know squirrels.
I'm not sure.
I know squirrels. I've seen them.
Jeez. But this house has to be on some property. You can't have this house right next to another house or this, you know, the cats meowing, the smell, the urine, the...
That's just her.
P-U.
Then there's a cat.
Yeah.
I'll send you guys some pictures if I do get assigned this story today. I'm not sure if I will.
You might not get assigned the story. This has Tony Terzi written all over it.
Seriously, man.
Maybe.
Wow, you have to pitch it.
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to pitch it. So.
I'm like, let me tell you something. If I have Tony Terzi working for me, I would say, Tony, call me in the morning. Tell me what you're working on. And I'll sign everyone else something different.
Exactly.
Altman's on his own. You're on your own.
Jimmy's great.
Yeah.
He's very creative.
I would just say, go make me some magic.
Yeah, you two, just tell me what you're doing so I don't double assign.
Right.
Assign
go work your magic.
Yeah. Go
do
work.
That voodoo
go do
you
what
do.
You do.
That voodoo you do so well.
All right. Yeah. Keep us posted, Tony.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.